This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
This is the Captain's America Third Watch, coming to you live from Tampa. Call in now and talk to Captain Matt toll-free, 877-969-8600.
I'm your captain.
He's on the air, taking on enemies foreign and domestic, and uniting Americans to the cause of liberty.
We will rally the world to this cause by our efforts, by our courage. We will not tire, we will not falter, and we will not fail.
Good morning, America. Hello, world, and welcome to the Wednesday morning edition of the Captain's America Third Watch, hour number two. I'm your host, retired fire rescue captain Matt Bruce, with tomorrow's news tonight as we broadcast from my Salem Media Group, Tampa, Florida flagship station. By the way, we also have our Sarasota, Florida flagship station, the two of them together, 860 and 930, The Answer. Now, two great radio stations all across America and around the world, too, via the internet and the satellite. And a special shout out goes out to our active duty military, veterans, EMS, firefighters, police, hospital and ER room workers, 911 dispatchers, the Customs and Border Patrol, security officers, U.S. Coast Guard, and all those helping in the coronavirus effort, too, to keep us free and safe. Now, to everybody working on the third watch, all the over-the-road truck drivers out there, thanks for keeping America rolling along. Now, you can follow us on Facebook, the Captain's America Third Watch Facebook page. We're also on MeWe, Gab, and Parler. Also on Getter as Captain's America. And we're on Twitter at Captain's America. Don't forget to check out our website either, the Captain's America ThirdWatch.com. Simply the Captain's America ThirdWatch.com. Go over there and take advantage of the different things you see over there. And joining us right now in this great state of California, where he's out there trying to figure out how many ships are off the coast of California tonight, and it's none other than Kyle Warren, a professor of politics. Hey, Kyle.
Hey, Captain.
By the way, we do know now that oil leak was caused by probably a ship that dropped anchor and then dragged the anchor along the pipeline and moved that pipeline along for 105 feet, causing it to probably suffer a fracture that put all that oil out there.
Well, right, and that's what we're hearing. And also, Captain, of course, as we've been telling our listeners, there have been so many ships off the coast of the Long Beach port in Los Angeles as well.
Yeah.
Literally 70 or more at last that I heard. This is completely irregular.
Well, no, wait a minute. 70? I was up to 100 yesterday, what I saw.
Yeah, that was just the last number that I had heard. But I'll tell you this. What's happening is that they are, of course, parking essentially off the coast,
right,
and they're dropping anchor in areas that they're not designated to do that. That's how many ships there are, and so if we can track back this particular environmental tragedy now that has happened along Southern California beaches, which could remain closed for months, this is going to be a very, very big deal. This is a major ramification of this problem with the port.
Correct. And, we get that. We understand that that's the way things go. It could be worse, but who knows? And, let me see here. Ann, thanks very much for your message. I'll get back to you here in a little bit, as to what you're asking about. So, thanks very much. that's, not a tape. It's something different. All right. Now, the Pentagon is giving their civilian employees until early November to get fully vaccinated, or guess what?
Then they're no longer going to be Pentagon employees.
Terminated.
Yep.
Now, somewhere, somehow along the line, somebody is going to pick up. It's got to be a union, because I don't think an individual can do it. And I thought the government employees were exempt, was my understanding. Oh, it was a post office, just a post office, right?
Yeah, getting the shots. Postal workers, exactly, yeah.
Okay, and that's because they are the largest union of federal workers put together. So I think that's why they did that. But civilian employees, and they're not all union members either, so that may have something to do with it. They got till early November to get fully vaccinated or else.
Well, right. And, of course, among those people that have not yet been vaccinated, Captain, I wonder what percentage have natural immunity, having contracted COVID perhaps before. And again, the federal government, at the very least, is not looking at anything other than are you vaccinated or not.
I am glad you just brought that up, because that leads me right into the story that's out there again about Project Veritas that dropped another tape with some people from Pfizer that they were talking to around a table, kind of like a lunch table.
Yeah.
And the quote was from a scientist by the name of Nick Carl from Pfizer. He said, "So your antibodies are probably better at that point than the vaccination," talking about after you've had COVID, you develop antibodies.
Right.
Yeah. So that goes against the government line that says, oh, no, antibodies don't necessarily, they're not the same in all people, and well, you still got to get the shot and all that. That goes totally against the government line, doesn't it?
Well, of course it does, and it's not doing science, and, you know, we joke about that kind of thing, but it really is very significant that we've been told by the government that the government understands and trusts in science. Joe Biden himself said he trusts in science, but they're not doing science if they don't look at data.
Now, here's the headline from Project Veritas, and this will get your attention. Breaking Veritas at Pfizer scientists. Quote, "Your antibodies are probably better than the vaccination."
Right. Well, and that could very well be. And it's very likely that way. But again, if we're not going to be able to differentiate and be able to fight COVID on all these different levels, then it simply becomes this issue of authoritarianism. Because, yes, the vaccines, you know, people should, you know, they've gotten vaccinated. I've been vaccinated. You've been vaccinated. But the idea is that if we don't actually take a look at the entire picture of this and let people live their normal lives, if they have natural immunity, for example, then we're not really doing science, and we're just creating an authoritarian structure.
Well, the polymerase chain reaction tests, called PCRs, were purchased in China long before this thing came out publicly. And it appears that China was sitting on this and knew they had a problem. And some of the things that we continue to see and continue to find out about here are telling us that they need to be held responsible once and for all, because they're not going to admit it, but we got them cold turkey with these investigations that are going on. Hold that thought, Kyle. Folks, we're coming back with more on the Captain's America Third Watch. Don't go nowhere.
When you need to know, the Captain's America Third Watch is the place to go. Overnight, live, 2 to 6 a.m. Eastern Time on this station. More common sense, conservative talk.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork. You know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind in paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best. Deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-985-1610. 800-985-1610. 800-985-1610. That's 800-985-1610.
Do you want to give you and your loved ones premium nutrition right now? Hi, I'm Jamel Bookaboo from TeamGaday.com and the GCN Longevity Health Team. Get your premium nutrition formulated by world-renowned naturopathic doctor, Dr. Joel Wallach at wholesale, or also become a distributor and earn income while supporting this broadcast. Go to TeamGaday.com via the shopping cart or contact form, and I'll get back to you with support personally. That's TeamGaday.com with Longevity. TeamGaday.com.
I know I need to pay attention to my health, but I just can't seem to find the time. Between rushing to work and taking care of the kids, there's not much time left over for me. So I decided to start small by eating more fruits and vegetables and being more active. And then I got the family to make some changes, too. We started by keeping a bowl of fresh fruit on the counter, and I limit the amount of sweet snacks I keep in the house. I've also found some creative ways to add more vegetables to our meals. We're taking more walks, and on the weekends, we head down to the pool at the rec center. It doesn't happen every day, but it does happen. You don't have to change your entire life to be healthier. Just make some simple changes and include your family. You'll see how easy and fun it can be.
You can make a difference. Eat smart, play hard. And when you do, your kids will too. A challenge from USDA.
Frank Salvato from Underground USA, and you're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch with Matt Bruce, heard by over 2 million people coast to coast and around the world every night. Captain, let's do it.
All righty, and that is a total number of terrestrial, satellite, and internet listeners. And there are times when it's more than that. It just all depends on what the subject is we're talking about. But we thank everybody for tuning in and for chiming in, and thank you so very much. Now, this portion of the program brought to you by our friend Mike Lindell and company. MyPillow.com is a company. Now, I do things a little different with MyPillow than what some of these other people are that you'll hear talking about them. I'm not going to tell you about any one individual product or say, this is on sale, that's on sale. No. Every one of his products on his website, MyPillow.com, are marked down at different levels for tremendous savings. All you got to do is go to MyPillow.com, take a look at what you want, use the promo code CAPTAIN, and voila, you are going to save a bunch of money because you're going to get it at the wholesale price, not the retail price that it would have been sold for in the big box stores that booted him out with his product. Remember? That's why he's selling it off the website. Now, he has a page that has a logo on it that says Radio Listener Specials. You click on that link, and you'll go to a special page with about 24 different items, all insanely marked down in price. And, again, the promo code is CAPTAIN. That's all it takes. Pretty simple, right? And if you don't want to do things on the Internet because you're afraid of getting hacked or whatever, you can give him a call. 800-641-5459. That's 800-641-5459. That's the number to call. Use the promo code CAPTAIN. There'll be a live person there. I'll answer any question that you've got. So, MyPillow.com is a website. Promo code is CAPTAIN. Or if you want to call them, 800-641-5459. And you'll be glad you did because you're going to save a bunch of money. And people are finding out that this is really good stuff. Made in America. It has a 60-day return policy on it, too. All right, Kyle Warner, professor of politics, is back with us. Hey, Kyle.
Hey, Captain.
Now, back to the drawing board here. Shanette Lewis, who is 30 years old, and three other fraudsters were charged yesterday with a scheme using the city's hotel room isolation program, which was where? Have you found the location?
Yes, this was happening in New York City.
New York City.
In fact, yes.
All right. And now, this was created back in March of 2020 to quarantine healthcare workers exposed to COVID, as well as regular people who caught the virus. Now, the scam is they were double billed for $400,000. Good God.
Well, right. What they're accused of doing, evidently, is posing as healthcare workers to obtain these hotel rooms ostensibly for isolation. And then they went and they sold those rooms to other people who were ineligible for this program. Altogether, they believe that there were some 2,700 nights worth of hotel rooms that were fraudulently obtained in this manner. And so that's right. They're gonna face the music here.
And it ain't cheap to stay in a hotel in New York City.
Exactly. Yeah.
Yeah. Wow. Okay. Now, the Supreme Court nixed the challenge to Donald Trump's border wall funding, telling the lower court to vacate its judgments and reconsider it altogether. I think that's pretty interesting.
Yeah, it really is. Absolutely.
That was Texas.
Yep.
Yep. So, again, the people in Texas are moving along doing what they said they were going to do. And, oh, by the way, they are actually spending about $3 billion of their own money, not only for border security, but also to build the wall.
You're exactly right. Yeah. And so this is a big deal. You know, and Captain, I can't imagine that across the highways and byways, people are watching their screens and watching the news and seeing the amount of people pouring across the border,
yeah.
The reports of tens of thousands of other people making their way to the border,
right.
Through South America, Central America, up through Mexico, and not kind of go back and think, I wonder if Trump had something going with this wall idea.
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
Well, keep in mind, we know that Texas has said that they're going to, you know, with the money they've got, they're going to do what they need to do. But they're also telling the Border Patrol agents that are being purged, I might add, by the federal government, that they'll hire every one of them that lose their job with the Border Patrol. They'll hire every one of them and put them there in Texas and they'll put them right on the border.
Wow. Well, they have the expertise, that's for sure. And, you know, Captain, it is incredibly bad that somehow even the President of the United States would make a statement, such an asinine statement as, these people will pay, and this kind of thing.
Well, he needs to pay for making that statement because he was wrong.
Well, he's completely wrong. All he had to do was watch a video. But they jumped on that because of the political, cachet they thought they were going to be able to reap from it, political currency, as it were. And so it's really despicable.
Now, we know the Democratic registrations in many states is way down, and in the swing states, we know that the Republicans have made huge gains, and Florida's about ready to be more Republicans than Democrats for the first time in two decades. And we also know that some of the Democrats are feeling doom in the midterms. They're already realizing they're going to get their butts handed to them, and there's not much they can do about it because Joe Biden, Kamala Harris, Nancy Pelosi, and company are doing it to them, and they can't do anything about it.
No, they can't. And one might say, in a sort of humorous manner, that, you know, hey, squad, keep doing what you're doing.
Sure.
You know, keep doing this because they are absolutely not only hobbling themselves as a party, but they're really destroying their chances at all.
Yep.
To come out and make any kind of,
right.
of thing to the American people.
And here's something else that really hurts the Democrats, but this is Joe Biden doing it, so what would you think? Now, President Joe Biden said yesterday that his Democrats might make an exception to a U.S. Senate rule to allow them to extend the government borrowing authority with a simple majority without any Republican help, but they'll have to change the rules to do it, and Kamala would be the deciding vote.
Right. Well,
Tell me that wouldn't alienate a bunch of people.
Well, of course, and this is another, it would be an act of desperation, and it would be a stunt that I think people would see through, and they wouldn't forget.
No, but keep doing what you're doing, Democrats. You're doing a wonderful job of losing the next election.
It's almost too good to be true in that sense that how could they possibly be so completely stupid as to do this when they saw in the election of 2020 they portrayed Biden as a moderate and all this kind of stuff, and now they're just going for the gusto.
Well, here's the problem. Now, the Republicans are locked in, and the Democrats are resorting to physical and ineffective harassment of moderate senators. Biden's spending proposals have failed to advance again, and Joe has asked for $2.2 trillion in entitlement spending after the $3.5 trillion number failed to garner the necessary support. Now, a path to passage has not yet emerged, even with that lower number. And in the meantime, the government hurtles towards a partial shutdown with the debt ceiling approaching and no clear deal in sight are getting stronger by the day. Now, the Democrats led by Biden are taking the blame Republicans approach, which is classic. Let's see if it works. I don't think it will.
Well, didn't Chuck Schumer say, and forgive me, folks, didn't he say Republicans need to get out of the damn way?
That's right.
You know, it's kind of like, It's like they go dust off a script somewhere and they go, well, let's just go after Republicans now. And when in reality, it's the total implosion and even more importantly, Captain, the control that the so-called progressives now wield over the Democrat Party. They're absolutely causing it to absolutely crumble from inside.
Well, the media is in his corner, okay? Biden's corner. And that's going to stay that way for a little bit. All right, let's go to the phone lines. We've got our Professor Emeritus, Dan DeMand. You're going to run into a break, so I'm going to hold you over, but go for it.
Yeah, it sounds to me like Joe Manchin's starting to crack. He says he can live with the $2.2 trillion proposal that Biden's putting out there.
I heard that, but that's not cinema, so you still got one.
I think they can bring her. I think they can put her on a leash and bring her to halt.
After what they've done to her the last few days, you think she's going to just jump into the bandwagon? I don't think so.
I still think that Manchin will be there for him in the end.
He may be, but then again, he may not because he's playing the game, as we know.
Yeah, that's just it. He's playing a game.
By the way, did you hear that the debt ceiling actually, they go into default actually on October the 8th, not the end of the month?
That's what I hear, but that can go either way. I mean, I've heard different dates on it. I've heard the 31st.
All right. I'm going to go to break. If you want to hang on, I'll let you hold on there. We'll come back. You want to hang on?
Okay.
All right. Okay. So Dan DeMand's going to be on, and Kyle's going to be on. We're going to do a what we call a three-way here between all three of us and talk about what it was I was getting to. I was getting to a point here. I'm going to read my statement, then I'll turn it over, and we'll get some comments from the experts. I'll be right back. Don't go anywhere.
This is the Captain's America Third Watch.
Why shotgun? Why shotgun?
What better gift to give your loved ones than the gift of good health? And where better to buy those good health gifts than sunny-bay.com? Hey, it's great that you're hearing this message now because buying your holiday gifts from Sunny Bay early will save you money. And that's just one reason why Sunny Bay is in business and has been for over 15 years, helping you with fashionable and useful products for better health. See our unique and quality-made travel pillows or our unique neck and body wraps that help immediate pain relief and deep muscle relaxation. Come in a wide variety of uses, apply hot or cold therapy, and are all made in the USA. See our great selection, affordable prices, and wonderful health products at sunny-bay.com. And remember, order early when our stock is high and shipping is fast. Just click sunny-bay.com. That's sunny-bay.com. And happy holidays from Sunny Bay.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
President Biden says America used to lead the world in investing in ourselves. The president spending some time Tuesday in Hull, Michigan, to promote his Build Back Better agenda.
To support these investments is to create a rising America. America is moving. to oppose these investments is to be complicit in America's decline.
A Facebook whistleblower said the company prioritizes money over reining in hate speech and misinformation. Senator Mike Lee joins Fox News to criticize the company.
This isn't a problem that the government created. This is a problem that Facebook created, a problem that it created and is profiting on to the tune of an enormous sum of money.
A Facebook spokesperson saying the company is taking steps to curb misinformation and harmful content. USA Radio News.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
We've all seen and perhaps use the alcohol-based hand sanitizers. Have you noticed how it dries your skin? And as soon as the alcohol evaporates, it's no longer effective. GCNteam.com has alcohol-free antibacterial soap and foam meeting or exceeding all requirements set forth by the United States Food and Drug Administration. Come to GCNteam.com, keyword antibacterial, or call 877-878-4203.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com. GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCN Loans.
Hi, this is Mark Walters from Armed American Radio, and you're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch with Captain Matt Bruce.
Thank you very much, Mr. Mark. Mr. Mark Walters, of course, Armed American Radio, the monster cast. You're here at Sunday nights, live at 8 p.m. on many of these same stations all across the dial that you're listening to right now. Now, this portion of the program brought to you by our friends at Geico Insurance. Remember, Geico has been saving people money for more than 75 years, and they are currently the second largest personal auto insurer in the country, insuring some 25 million drivers, including me, your humble talk radio host. Now, what I like about Geico is that I bundle my insurance together. Now, let me explain. I take my homeowner's policy, I bundle that with the car that I'm driving, and I wind up saving a bunch of money. If I just did the car on itself, all by itself, I'd get a discount. But I get more of a discount because I bundle it. And that's what you need to do. If you've got a house, if you've got an apartment, if you've got a condo, you use that insurance, bundle it along with your vehicle. Maybe you've got a motorcycle as well, or an ATV, or a boat, or even an RV. You can toss all that in there, and you'll save yourself a bunch of money. So the place you go to is Geico, G-E-I-C-O, Geico, G-E-I-C-O .com. And take advantage of that and save yourself money. Why just throw it out the window when you got a chance to save some? Geico.com. All right, first of all, back to Kyle Warner, professor of politics. Hey, Kyle.
Hey, Captain.
All right, we are going to bring Dan DeMann, the professor emeritus, back into the mix here up there in Indiana. And I said that on purpose that way because, Dan, you're politically correct where you're at because you're up there on a college campus where you got to dot the I's and cross the T's, right?
Right. All the time.
Well, we'll just let it go with that. All right, let me finish reading what I was reading here, and then we'll make a comment about it. Now, They're talking about the $3.5 trillion that failed to garner the necessary support this week, but a path to passage has not yet emerged. Now, in the meantime, the government hurtles towards a partial shutdown with a debt ceiling approaching, and Tom Cotton, Senator Tom Cotton, said that that date was actually October the 8th, not the end of the month, and there's no clear deal in sight right now. Now, the Democrats led by Biden are taking the blame Republicans approach, which is classic. And let's see if it works. I don't think it's going to work anymore there, Dan. What do you think?
I don't think so either. But I'm kind of a student of history. And one thing about the debt ceiling, it's not mentioned in the Constitution that you have to do this. This was just something that Congress dreamed up when they had so much work they couldn't handle. They threw it to the Treasury Department. If Congress wanted to end the debt ceiling today, they could do it. The Democrats could do that today. It's kind of like the filibuster. It's a tradition. It's hard to break old tradition. Mm-hmm. But the debt ceiling is something that Congress imposed on itself. They're the purveyor of purse strings for the budget and spending, and gave that partially their power to the Treasury. All Congress has to do is get rid of the debt ceiling. Never understood why. You know, back when we weren't running these massive deficits and we had a huge national debt,
right,
probably was the thing to do. But I would think right now the Democrats would say, this debt ceiling stuff's ridiculous. I don't even know why we need it. We're going to spend it anyway.
Mm-hmm.
So that's kind of this is really a futile exercise. They're going to get it passed one way or another. Hook or crook, they're going to do it. Because they don't. The United States isn't what it used to be. We got a lot of other people who have caught up with us. That's the last thing we're going to need, is to have the U.S. dollar removed as the world's reserve currency.
Mm-hmm.
That would scare me more than anything.
All right.
But, you bring the global economy down on its knees if we ever defaulted. We won't default.
Well, let me bring Kyle into the mix here. Now, Kyle, that being said, we know the media is in his corner, right?
Of course. Yeah.
And there's always the chance that Biden can skirt responsibility for failing to get anything done because the media is going to cover for him, correct?
Well, sure.
But controlling the executive branch the way the Democrats do, and both legislative chambers the way the Democrats do, how the hell do you weasel your way out of this? You can't. The American people have woken up, I believe.
Well, they certainly can see with their own eyes what's going on, and they understand that if you have, you know, the majorities that the Democrats have, even though they are slim majorities, they can't understand why they can't get something passed, or they do understand it. They understand that the Democrats are infighting, they can see it happening, and they begin to see what's happening with many in the media who are covering for Biden. But Joe Biden goes out and talks, and I think that actually does more damage than they ever could. But also, they see them begin to blame Republicans, and so they know that the cat's out of the bag at that point.
Okay, now, Dan, I'm going to bring you back in with something different. You ready?
Ready.
The established media-backed Facebook whistleblower Frances Haugen testified before the Senate Commerce Committee yesterday, telling lawmakers that they should set up a new regulatory agency to protect against the harms of big tech and the people that, like her, that could should get to run it because they know what's going on and how to take care of it. Now, she was obviously trying to work her way into a job with the government, but still, the things that she had to say about the ways to fix the evils of the social media were all extremely interesting, because I listened to her testimony, and it was really, I found it really to be very enlightening.
Well, you know, that would be another monopoly, and I agree, Facebook is a monopoly. You know, there's a lot of downsides to social media. There's a lot of downsides to the Internet. You know, to bring her in, to talk to her in, that's all you need, is the fox in charge of the hen house. You know, somebody, it's hard, another big bureaucracy, and that would be a powerful agency if we imposed that on Facebook. It needs to be broke up into regions, kind of the same way we did AT&T back in the day.
Ma Bell, you mean? So, yes.
Yeah, you broke it up into different regions, you know, and that would be the way to do it. Social media is here. I don't know how you're going to do it. It is a utility. because basically everybody's hooked into it. We did it to cable companies. We wrote laws about that. The FCC chairman pretty much said the same thing. It is time to be broken up. How that'll break up, I don't know. I don't think a lot of people know about how to do it, but it's time that we put some brakes on it. Just based on some of the societal problems it's caused, like teen suicide or, having a foreign influence on an election. Facebook's the place to go to do it. So to break it up, to yank some of its power away, when you have an agent, when you have an organization in Facebook that basically is more powerful than the federal government when it comes to disputing or distributing information, you got a real problem there.
Mm-hmm.
So that's my thinking. Break it up. It is a utility. I know they say that a lot of people, one of the things Zuckerberg always said, well, we don't charge people to use it.
Oh, well, yeah, they do. Yeah, they do. If you want to get your business thing going, they do charge, but go ahead.
Right, that, on that. Yeah. But, early on, he thought when it got up off and got going that he would charge subscribers, the average person.
Right.
It never happened because that's when people really started backing off on it.
Right.
But it's an addiction. My kids can't stay off of Facebook. They're running a popularity contest every hour of every day. I'm of that age, I can take it or leave it. But a lot of young people can't. And I think that's one of the areas we really should be looking at.
All right, well, I'm going to let you go, and I want to thank you very much for your chiming in and opining, and we'll look forward to talking to you again real soon.
Well, you and Kyle have a good morning, and I will talk to you later on in the week.
Thank you very much. Okay, Dan the Man, Lafayette, Indiana. Okay, Kyle, let me just read something here, because I got this from Ed. Of course, Ed is our a retired firefighter. He says, as an X-ray tech, I have noted many times cruise ships for a long time have had a lot of mystery illnesses coming in to our ports. My personal belief is that it's being, possibly the COVID is being spread along before the initial public exposure via the cruise ships.
Well, yeah, I know that over time we have had those kinds of outbreaks. And many, many years ago, Captain, I took a cruise. This was long before COVID, and they also had the hand sanitizing stations. They were very, very much focusing on people washing their hands and so forth as you go about the ship for that very, very reason. But now with COVID, of course, it's an entirely new ballgame.
Yeah, well, the other thing is that there were people getting sick. Remember, they had a lot of people got sick on the food?
The food, or there were other things that, correct me if I'm wrong, was it Legionnaire's disease?
Yeah.
Something like that. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, and they had ships that had to stay out to sea. They couldn't let them off. And if they did come back, they didn't let them off the ship.
Right.
All right, hold that thought. Folks, we're coming right back with the Truckers Highway and Byway Report. Got more for you to hear about there out on the highways and byways of America. So don't go anywhere. I will be right back with more.
Hello, I'm Ron Edwards, host of the Edwards Notebook, and you're listening to the Captain, Matt Bruce, on America's Third Watch.
We know that the 1% globalist elites have hijacked and subverted the U.S. economy, culture, and government. The battle to take America back begins with Scott McKay, the Patriot Street Fighter, and his Advancing the Fork in Line tour. Now here's Scott.
Hi, this is Scott McKay, better known as Patriot Street Fighter, the high-octane, full-throttle truth hammer, and I'm bringing the Advancing the Fork in Line tour to a city near you. I and a host of other speakers will be on stage with an arsenal of issues from health rights, human rights, and the freedom given to us by the founding fathers who drafted the Constitution for the United States of America. This is a ticketed event, and you can get tickets at PatriotStreetFighter.com. I'm looking forward to personally seeing many of you there.
The Patriot Street Fighter Advancing the Fork in Line Tour tickets can be purchased at PatriotStreetFighter.com. For tour dates and information, or to purchase your tickets, go to PatriotStreetFighter.com. That's PatriotStreetFighter.com.
You've been hearing Dr. Wallach talking about 90 essential nutrients, keeping the body healthy. GCNteam.com now has Beyond Tangy Tangerine tablets, 60 plant-derived minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, packed in a powerful tablet. But that's not it. 160,000 auric points, a knockout punch to free radicals. Call 877-878-4203 or go to GCNteam.com. That's 877-878-4203.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutraMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
We've entered a time where sky truly is the limit and opportunity awaits. The Internet has become a platform of everyone's worldwide communications. Billionaires building businesses on platforms that didn't even exist a generation ago. But in the sea of noise, how can the voice of your business be heard? The secret is over 100 years old. Radio. 228% more effective than TV. That's 228% more effective than television. Brick and mortar and cyber businesses alike have found radio to be the most effective for building a brand and delivering customers. Learn the secrets of radio advertising by calling 877-996-4327 or email advertise@gcnlive.com. That's advertise@gcnlive.com.
Donna Fiducia.
And I'm Don Newen with Cowboy Logic Radio. When we're traveling the highways across America, we want to hear the Captain, Matt Bruce, and his Truckers Highway and Weather Report.
Always on top of things to help America's truckers roll. That's why we listen to the Captain's America Third Watch with retired Captain Matt Bruce live at 2 a.m. Eastern Time. Be safe and keep it between the lines.
All righty. Thank you very much, Donna Fiducia, along with Don Newen. And they're up there in Carrollton, Georgia. Their website, if you want to check them out, is cowboylogic.us, cowboylogic.us. Go over there and check it out. All right. The Truckers Highway and Byway Report brought to you by the Pilot and Flying J Truck Stop. Wherever they're at, pull on in there, find out what they're all about, and join the Drivers Club. Here we go.
You're saying you can get it wrong and still think that it's all.
Friday. That's an old Stevie Wonder song there. And when was that done, Kyle?
You know, I'm not sure what year Stevie Wonder did that, but, of course, it's a cover of the Beatle classic, We Can Work It Out. And, you know, honestly, Captain, that is such a great example of doing a great cover song of another artist, or in this case, the band The Beatles. And Stevie Wonder just did a great job with that.
Yeah, absolutely. Okay, well, this portion of the program, of course, is brought to you by the Pilot and Flying J. Kyle, start it out.
All right, folks, we're looking out west tonight. We have a pretty quiet map, so that is good. But we are going to tell you about fire weather warnings. That means low humidity and gusty winds. This is going to be up in the northern Montana area. It's going to skirt the border with North Dakota and South Dakota and spill over into those states as well. Freeze warning in central Oregon tonight near Bend, Oregon, also near Madras as well. And, of course, the precipitation that we saw very heavy yesterday at this time in Southern California, pushed on over to the east, and now looks like on the radar map, looks like over in New Mexico, this is going to be west of I-25 and also near I-40, near Gallup and Grants and so forth. You may see a lot of that precipitation going on as we move through the morning hours here.
All righty. Well, we'll start with the upper Midwest, because up there around Duluth, up towards the upper peninsula of Michigan, we do have some dense fog tonight up into Canada as well, right there in the northwestern corner of Wisconsin. In addition, we've got some rain now over in the eastern upper peninsula of Michigan, as well as the northern end of Lake Michigan. Now, there is some fog to report right now. It's patchy fog in the mountains of West Virginia, so be careful if you're traveling the mountains of West Virginia tonight. You might find some fog to drive yourself into. I'm going to do a little zigzagging here, because we do have some fog right now along the east coast. Again, it's scattered, Chesapeake Bay area, as well as down towards the coastline of Virginia, down around Norfolk, if you will, and a little bit of fog down there around Wilmington, North Carolina. Now, rain, lots of it. Next, Knoxville, Tennessee, the mountains coming out of Asheville, North Carolina, towards Knoxville. We do have a flood watch and some flood warnings, if you will, in the area, as well as the northern part of Georgia. Some rain there with some flood watches. Alabama has got a whole bunch of stuff going on there. Looks like Alabama, the heaviest rain right now with the flood warnings, if you will, are Mobile, North towards Montgomery. Now, we do have an area of disturbed weather. There's a severe thunderstorm warning directly off the coast of Mobile, Alabama right now. I'm not sure what that all entails at the moment, but it's a severe thunderstorm. Looks like it's moving in towards Mobile. Ought to be there anytime in the next 30 minutes to 45 minutes. Now, the rain goes over in the panhandle of Florida, almost all the way to Tallahassee tonight, and it goes over to the west almost all the way to Pascagoula, Mississippi, with some patchy fog around New Orleans, patchy fog around Houston, on down to McAllen, Texas, and coming out of Laredo, halfway between Laredo and San Antonio, Texas, patchy fog in that area as well. And Kyle, tell us how to hear your show.
Thank you, Captain. Yes, you can go to KyleWarrenShow.com.
And we'll talk to you tomorrow night, my friend.
Sounds good.
All right, Kyle Warren, a professor of politics. We appreciate him very much. And we're going to jump right from the frying pan into the fire, per se. And we're going to get right on over here with Denise Simon from FoundersCode.com. And good morning to you.
Good morning.
We have a Marine who is no longer in the brig.
Yeah, there was a plea deal that got him released, but he is still being considered for court-martial. And if you look at the Uniform Code of Military Justice and compare some of the things that are in there to the actions that he took, there is reason that, you know, there is an argument that can be made that he could be he should be court-martialed. So,
yep.
That's the sad part about it. But nonetheless, he's out and not in solitary confinement. So we'll see where this necessarily goes. Eddie Gallagher, the Navy SEAL that went through that whole thing, was very instrumental in working this. I think that he has helped raise about $2 million in a GoFundMe for Colonel Scheller.
Right. I saw that. And the other thing is that a lot of people didn't realize, and this is what really got people upset, that this hearing was going to be conducted in secret.
I think that's the part that, I don't care that it's necessarily in secret personally, but I think that that was partially what Eddie Gallagher was so angry about, and the reason that he got involved as much as he did.
Well, it sparked anger from not only the media, but also members of the public that are going, wait a minute, what the hell is going on here? What's so secret about this?
I don't know that any other kind of hearing would have been in public, so I don't really have a problem with it personally.
Well, we'll see, but a lot of people were upset about all this, and thank God he is out, and he is going to be, at least for a little while anyway, with his family until he has to go through the court-martial, unless, of course, the court-martial is agreed to the plea bargain that you're talking about. I did hear about that, too. Basically, he wants to resign and in turn will not be charged with anything. He'll just be given the opportunity to resign, and that's it. No harm, no foul.
Well, he's already resigned. That's the crazy part about all of this is he had already resigned before the Marines took this action against him.
Well, he sent them the letter, but they didn't act on it. That's a crazy thing.
Yeah, he sent a letter of resignation.
Yep,
so.
And they did not accept it. They kept him in there technically so they could do what they did, but oh well. Okay, hold that thought. We're coming right back with more. We're Denise Simon from FoundersCode.com. This is the Captain's America Third Watch, and we got a lot more coming around when we come back. Don't go anywhere. Plenty more to talk about right here.
You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch, heard live right here on this station from 2 to 6 a.m. Eastern Time, overnight Monday through Saturday. Call 877-969-8600 and tell us what's on your mind.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Extendovite really works. Here are some reviews from Amazon.com. John Hess, 5 out of 5 stars. Awesome. Probably my only review, but at age 40, I was getting bad heart throb and left arm pain, mainly before bed. I even stopped smoking and drinking sodas for a month, and that didn't work. After one day of taking Extendivite, it was gone and hasn't returned in 3 years. I've ordered Extendivite 13 times, so Amazon just said. Juliet Hordick. I've ordered this product before in liquid form. It is fantastic. My whole family's been on it. To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit our website at heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extend.